Now, I'd like to invite, we have our boys and girls, members of our church school with us this morning. I'd like to invite them to join me here for a few moments. And as they come forward, if the youth choir would take their seats on the steps over here. Okay, come on along. Hi. Got some company there today. All right, how is everybody today? You step over here so I can see you. Okay. You going to say some things, do some nice things for your moms today, I hope? Planning on it? Yeah. Me too. I will give my mother a call a little later. How about that? I am, get this, 64 years old, and I am still very happy to be able to be talking to my mother. She lives about 600-700 miles away, but I'll give her a call. I want to tell you just a little story about her before we listen to the choir over here. I've told some folks this story, but maybe you haven't heard it all. My mother, well, I call her mother, she's a very special person, and her life was quite an adventure. When she was 18 years old, I know 17, 18 may seem pretty old to some of you, not all of you here, but some of you, that may seem old, but it's actually pretty young. My mother was 17, 18 years old. She was living in England. And it was not a very easy time because there was a great big war going on called World War II. And my mother was living right there in Europe where this war was happening. But in the course of that time, going to church one evening, she met this sailor from America, a little place down in southern West Virginia. And they met and they talked and they met and they talked and they met and they talked over the time until they eventually decided they wanted to get married. Right in the middle of a war, and the man she was marrying lived 3,000 miles away. And I don't think my mother at that time had ever been any further from her house than like from here to Boston. But she married him. A year later, they had a little boy who is now this guy who is talking to you. And so when my mother was 19 years old, living in England, she got on a great big ocean liner with this little tiny six-month-old baby and traveled 3,000 miles across the ocean to come so she could live in a different country with the man she had married a little over about a year and a half earlier. And I thought that was a pretty brave and wonderful and even sort of maybe even crazy kind of a thing to do. Because see, once I got older and I got a little older to where I had a child of my own that I was raising, I talked to my mom and I says, "Mother, whatever prompted you to do that? Whatever prompted you to, want to marry someone who lived 3,000 miles away and have a baby and get on this ocean liner and go all the way over to another country and live there for the rest of your life?" And my mom, well, of course, the real answer was she fell in love with my father. That's why people get married. But then she also said, "Well, I was young. The war was just ending. We didn't quite know where things were going to be after that. And I was looking for a little adventure." And I thought, well, I think my three sisters and I probably gave her a little more adventure than she had planned on at some times. But I'm very, obviously very grateful for my mother, and I just want to salute her for doing a wonderful and crazy and brave kind of a thing that gave me, along with my father, the family that I was raised in. So we're going to listen to our youth choir. They're going to sing for us also a song about mothers, right?
Yes.